Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Do not love the world or the things in the world. That is the sentence that struck me as I just heard this text. It sounds so harsh, doesn't it? So radical. Do not love the world or the things in the world. No one of us can plead innocence here, because our love for the world has shaped our lives in one form or another, be it enjoying food, drink, movies, sports, video games, our wives and our children. You name it. All these things are of the world, and we indulge in many of them. And if you love them, according to John here, you no longer have the love for God the Father in you. However, if the love of God is in you, and if you know of His love for you, then you will set up different priorities in your life. The love of God in Jesus Christ, which you received at your baptism, gives you a new orientation and a new focus in this world. Now you focus on God above, and you love Him above all things. Love for God points you to the final goal where you want to be one day, in eternity with Him. It is therefore important that all of us, as children of God, do not conform to the world and its people. We are not here to be taken captive by the penultimate, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer called the world and its things around us, but rather we focus on the ultimate, the things that pertain to God and eternal life in Him. Of course, that does not mean that we are now not to thank God for all the penultimate things in our life: home and family, health and wealth, work, holidays, peaceful times, and health and a climate. We affirm with the first article all what creation brings, and we do not try to escape from them by pursuing an ascetic lifestyle. However, all these blessings provided from the hands of God will remain penultimate. They will come to pass and not stay with us forever. But John here is a little more radical than that. The world is a dangerous place. It is dark and evil, and a place where the devil roams. He wants us to become aware of the dangers of the world, because it has the powers to lure us away from God. The world is not a neutral playing ground. It is organized by sin and controlled by Satan, working against God and the righteousness He gives you in Jesus Christ. So, be alert. Dismiss all things to which your heart clings with passion, and give God His central place in your life. No theologian knew of this struggle with the world more than the church father Augustine, who in his Confessions debates the struggle in which he is caught between his love for the world and the things below, over and against the love for God. In his Confessions he writes, "The life also which here we live has its own enchantment, through a certain proportion of its own and a correspondence with all things beautiful here below, because of all these things and the like is sin committed. Through an immoderate inclination towards these goods of the lowest order, the better and higher things are forsaken. You, our Lord God, your truth and your law. For these lower things have their delights, but not like my God, who made all things. For in Him does the righteous delight, and He is the joy of the upright in heart." Be careful, therefore, Augustine warns us, of greed, of your insatiable appetite for material possessions, your egoism, your hunger for power, for fame and acclaim, and especially here, as the text says, don't let hatred for your brother enter your heart. If you wish to live in the light of Christ rather than in the darkness of the world, love your brothers, serve them, and help them in need. And if anyone is unclear on what this true love for your brother means, this pure agape, let him be informed by the love of Christ for us. John continues, by this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Just as Christ laid down his life for us, so also must we be prepared to give our lives for the brother. That sentence from John should not be misconstrued for some rallying cry to go now to war and lay our lives down that way, as it was common in use during the Second World War. This has to do with driving away the devil in the community of believers, because where we love one another as Christians, there the light of Christ shines, and the evil foe will have no powers over us. When I came here to Fort Wayne, I first moved into campus housing, and now I own a house and live in it with my wife and my children, my daughters. Yet this house remains only a temporary shelter. I am aware that my lifespan here on earth is limited, and that my true home will be in heaven, where we as baptized children of God will live eternally. The warning, do not love the world or the things in the world, tells me to concentrate on the things above and to long for eternal things. And in the meantime, here on earth, let the love of God rule among us, as John says. Dismiss the hatred for one another. Unfortunately, our love for God and brother is incomplete, and John is very much aware of it. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his sake. That ongoing forgiveness through Jesus Christ supports us in our daily lives, and it carries us forward with renewed spiritual strength to love one another and to keep our love for God above all earthly things. Thanks be to God in Christ Jesus. Amen.